I got a letter that come in day before yesterday, laying right back there in the file. Last fall, while on a hunting trip, the last spring is a year ago, an Indian boy named Oscar that we hunt on the highway up there with us, where the angel of the Lord, I told you, across here, would bring that caribou and that silver-tipped grizzly, all of you remembered. Then that boy, when I walked into the, he walked into the tent last spring, and when Bud asked me to ask the blessing, he took off his gloves, his riding. He put them gloves on, he was ready to go out. He was a Catholic. It had nothing to do with it. Last fall, when he couldn't stand it by my side, when his mother was back there dying with a heart attack, he said, "Won't you come back and pray for her?" I went back in this little hut of the Indians there, and there all of them gathered around this mother and her dying, couldn't speak a word of English, and the Holy Spirit came down and told the mother, through an interpreter, her daughter, what had taken place, which was, even called her name and told her what she was and what tribe she was from, and how that this had happened. And the mother was instantly healed. And the next morning when I went back to see him, as I rode out, going 40 miles back for a sheep, there they was all sitting there, she was all getting on the horse to go back to dry moose meat. And I said, last night when I prayed, I said, "Our Father who art in heaven," I said, "Louise, I was a Catholic prayer, you all started, and then of course I left you." And I said, "Now I'm just going to thank God. We don't say prayers, we pray." She said, "We ain't no more Catholic." She said, "We believe like you believe. We want you to take all of us and baptize us the way you baptize. We want the Holy Ghost." On the trip back, the boy had lost his horses months before that, couldn't find him. And the guy was bawling him out, said, "Oscar, you know better than to leave them horses like that. The bears, a lot of grizzlies, would eat them horses up by this time." And he kept standing close to me. And he said, one night he said, "Me ask you something?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Brother Branham, pray God, God give me my ponies back." I said, "Bud said the bear eat him up." He said, "Brother Branham, ask God, God give Oscar his ponies back." I said, "You believe that, Oscar?" He said, "I believe. God make my mother well. God tell you where bear was, where game was. That God know where game is, know where my horses is." A year ago, while standing back there with Fred Softman, he's here tonight, Billy Paul, my son, the Holy Spirit came down. I said, "Oscar, you'll find your ponies. They'll be standing in snow. There lays the letter. Wrote me last week and I got it a Friday. Come in here, it's laying right there in the file now. Brother Branham, Oscar, find ponies standing in snow." How they live, nobody knows. The boy, at this time of year, June, there's so much snow, there's still 20 or 30 foot of snow around them. How did they stay there through the winter in this canyon? Oscar can get into them on snowshoes, but of course he can't put snowshoes on his pony. But he found them according to the word of the Lord. Amen. It might sound like a nut. Just believe it one time.